At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, global expertise with local vision. Offices in Dublin, Galway, Limerick, and now open in Cork.
Ian Guider from the Business Post is with us, and it seems electric vehicles are going seriously out of favour.
They are, and we are having a real problem, not just in this country, but across Europe with electric vehicle sales. Just to give you the data from the Central Statistics Office, in total, between January and the end of September, just over 104,600 new cars sold in Ireland, pretty much flat on last year. But you could attribute that down to the fall, a plunge in electric vehicle sales. In total this year, just over 15,000 new electric vehicles were sold in this country, down more than 25% on last year. And the proportion of electric vehicle sales as a proportion of the total was 14%. This time last year, it was getting off for 20%. Now, you can put it down to many reasons: the cost of EV sales, the lack of incentives to buy them, the charging infrastructure, the cost of even charging these cars. But we do have a problem with them, and we are going to have a big problem in the coming years, because there was a target set in the programme for government a number of years ago. It goes back even before this government, that by 2030 we would have a grand total of just under 1 million electric vehicles on the road.
And they never say that anymore. That one's gone.
Well, not only that, Matt, it is a mathematical impossibility now, because it would mean to hit that target, every single vehicle sold between now and the end of the decade would have to be an electric vehicle. So that target is well and truly gone. And then you have to look at, what are the reasons for this? People are switching to plug-in hybrids, which is somewhat good.
And they're very popular now. That seems to have replaced the EVs in a lot of the new car sales. And internationally, the likes of Toyota with their hybrids are doing really well.
All of the big traditional car makers are pushing these brands because they know how to make them and they can make a profit on them. But they're still not, and John Gibbons will tell you this, they don't do the thing for the environment that EVs do, which is take away
This
is something that's really important. Yesterday, the head of Uber was speaking to lots of journalists in London because they're launching a new thing in Europe about ride-hailing, a new electric vehicles. But he is saying this new European Union plan to slap tariffs on cheap Chinese electric vehicles will actually backfire on all of the governments across Europe. He is saying if you want to get EV sales up, get rid of these tariffs, even if they're Chinese government supporting them to flood the market with cheap EVs.
The European manufacturers won't go for that.
But the benefits are, they are so much cheaper. And if you look at some of the Chinese car companies who have come into the market, there has been a launch of a couple of different new brands in the market. They're so much cheaper than some of the traditional EVs out there. So the trade-off is you get flooded with cheap cars from China, but the benefit is you actually get car sales up, because all of the messing around with gimmicks about putting money into infrastructure for cheaper charging stations or BIK, you're not moving the needle on this. Cheap car sales will.
Listener says, I undertook to upgrade my company diesel-guzzling Jeep to a Kia EV, had the deal completed with the garage until my accountant told me I would face a benefit-in-kind charge of an additional €25,000 as a result. I'll now drive it until it collapses, pumping black soot into the air.
The government did row back on some of the reforms in budget 2023, and they renewed them last week until 2025, but it still does cost people a lot more than it would be if you're a traditional ICE engine.
Mentioning the budget, I see the central bank governor has weighed in saying that it's going to increase inflation.
Yeah, Gabriel McClough, the governor of the central bank, was at the Oireachtas Finance Committee today, and they have been repeating their line, which they have said before, that if the government continues to increase spending because you're not getting extra productivity, because you've got money chasing the same projects, all you're doing is pushing up prices and adding to domestic inflation. He maintains that if you increase spending below that limit of 5%, you actually do get a bit of a benefit that you can actually help people out there by targeting measures. But because we're throwing this money, spraying it around on infrastructure with no big increase in employment, no big increase in productivity, you're going to push up inflation. They were the ones that came out with that figure a few months ago, having crunched the numbers. They're saying the government adds actually about €1,000 to people's household bills simply because they're paying more for the same amount of goods out there because they're higher. He's also talking about things what the government should be investing in competitiveness. They should be investing in things, but it is all of the same things that the central bank have been saying before. You're doing everything all at once and you're actually going to hurt people in the end, and it does risk overheating the economy. That's the biggest danger, not a financial crisis, not a global economic crisis, an overheating of the economy.
One other one. Ryanair is depending on an enormous amount of aircraft coming from Boeing, but are they going to get them now with Boeing on strike?
Yeah, this is a really serious situation for Boeing because its workers at its main manufacturing plant, some 30-odd thousand people who put the planes together, its engineers and its machinists and people working in factories, have been on strike since the middle of September, and there's no sign of this dispute ending anytime soon. It hadn't impacted production so far. They had rolled out about 30 Boeing jets, but the company has now said, we're taking the offer of a pay rise of more than 30% off the table because the union are not serious about negotiations. They have been seeking a more than 60% pay increase. They've been seeking to copper fasten that no jobs will be lost, even though Boeing is under severe pressure. So management are saying, well, sod that, we're taking the deal off the table, and there's now going to be this unending strike so far. And it is costing Boeing $1 billion per month.
Ian Guider from the Business Post, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.